Atlanta's only hip-hop station. It's Hot 107.9 Sunday Night Hood, Rich Radio, DJ Scream. My special co-host for the night, Elliot Wilson.
Yes, sir.
In the building. And for those who don't know who Elliot Wilson is, please make them aware if they've been under a rock.
I mean, I write about hip-hop, baby. I do it well. I run a website called Rap Radar.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still doing Scream told me these rappers, man, if they knew I was in the city.
They might be downstairs now, dog. I ain't gonna lie to you,
man. They need that Rap Radar post, man. So, you know, me and B-Dot, shout out to B-Dot. Yeah. He's the capo. We do the RapRadar.com thing. I do this live interview series called The Truth for Jay-Z's Life and Times channel. I just did some with YG and Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah,
got that back off the ground. And, yeah, this Crown thing, this live interview series, if you haven't seen it, go to YouTube. Last one I did was with Lil Wayne. It came off real crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm excited to be talking to, you know, Future Hendrix on Tuesday.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. How did a relationship with, like, a Jay-Z come about? Like, some people would just love to have that relationship. I'm sure you could text him right now if you wanted to.
But well, yeah, it's all about? It's funny. It's all email. I don't have his phone number and shit.
Okay.
It's all email. When I did was at XXL, and I did a cover on him with American Gangster, and he really liked it. And then he emailed me like, "Yo, it's Hove," and I was like, "Is this really And then we just got cool, but it was probably more so when he was the president of Def Jam because we had to do business together.
Yeah.
And then after he left Def Jam and I left XXL, we stayed cool, and I respect that because you know how it is. Like, you be going through transition. It was kind of a rough transition from XXL to figuring out what I was gonna do next, which eventually was launching Rap Radar and building these brands. But Hove was still always cool with me and treating me with respect. So I think we kind of got cool. Based off that,
And what would you say your key to consistency and longevity in this game is? Because obviously there's a lot of people that might have been in your position that were here 1 minute, gone the next. The same thing with artists in the game, you know, they're here and they're gone. Like,
you have to have that drive, as you know, Scream, man. Yeah. We evolve, we pay our dues, man. We keep evolving. It's the drive and determination, man. It's, you know, some people could be hot for a little bit, man. We want that long term, man.
So
definitely. Now you just got to get going. I mean, you're going to wake up, you're going to have a bad day, you're not going to be feeling it, you're going to be running late to that flight, but you're going to get on that plane, you know, you're going to do it. So it's just staying motivated, staying driven, you know. And I love the culture, and like, and I don't want to be the old dude like the 90s is this and the new cats don't know how to do this. Like, I try to find out who Rich Homie Quan is, or K Camp, these cats, and like, connect to the new generation and try to understand it. And if I don't understand it, you know, figure out why people are connecting to it, you know, and realize that the culture is you know, I feel like I want to be the biggest in what I do in the culture, but I realize the culture is bigger than me. So it keeps moving. So I just try to stay at the forefront.
Thank you for respecting the culture, man.
You got to respect the culture, man.
A lot of blogs out there don't respect the culture.
Thing with Rap Radar, I think we succeeded because we was never about that quick traffic or quick money. Like, we were selective about the songs that we decided to put up there. Like, you know, sites used to just throw everything up there to get traffic. Like, if you throw 60 things up, you don't get a lot of traffic because you look up and the sites constantly got stuff up. But if we're selective, you know, what we do is a different approach. And, you know, it's because we love the culture. And me and B-Dot, we're former, like, traditional journalists. You know, we weren't just bloggers. We learned how to be bloggers and fit into that culture. So, yeah, I think you have to be selective and, you know, and witness these things and come with an open mind and, like, and realize, we've seen so many times where, like, these artists have their runs, but to really be in this game for a long time, you have to keep evolving and keep adapting.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Elliot Wilson in the building as my co-host for the night. Shouts to Corey B on vacation. Shouts to Big Tiny in here with us too. Hit us up 404-741-1079 Hood Rich Radio.
Hood Rich.
More new music on the way.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.
Hood Rich.